Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome back to the Desirous Prime podcast. I am Mike Desirous Prime, joined again by Scorned Wilf.
Bonjour.
Money in the Bank on Sunday.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that today. Again, it's been a bit of a slow news week in general. AEW have got a couple of new signings, can't remember their names.
Yeah. They've also got a TV deal with ITV.
Have they?
Mm.
Interesting.
Mm.
Yeah, I think these two AEW guys, they're going to be teamed up. One of the names is on the tip of my tongue, I can't remember it though. There's still a lot of speculation that Dean Ambrose isn't done with WWE. He's taking time off. He's not accepting any bookings, or in the specific term was he's not accepting any independent bookings while he shoots this movie, The Cage Fighter or something.
Yeah.
It's only a minor role, but what's got some people talking, especially Adam Wilborn at What Culture.
I thought you were going to say Adam West.
No.
But he's dead.
Yeah. he thinks it's a work. He thinks Ambrose will be back.
A lot of people think it's a work. A lot of people are, no. But you can see their thinking.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, I'm not ruling it out. I just don't think it's a work.
But like I said, it's how they're going to do the John Moxley when he's really hardcore.
Yeah. It's not just that, but it's a case of how do you explain the John Moxley thing? Change of character.
Yeah.
Because you can't really go out there and say, oh, well, this is who I really am. I was told to do this by management, because that's a bit... Then again, it's kind of like kayfabe's all but dead now, especially after what Ronda did before Mania.
Well...
But, so...
Angelico. Yeah.
And...
Ryan Satin.
Don't know if it was him or not.
Oh, no, hang on. No, that's a bloke that broke the stories.
Head of sign the news reporter.
Jack Evans.
Might be. It's a name I'm familiar with. Chris Jericho.
That's his first fucking sign.
Have you got a list there?
No. It's just the, former Lucha Underground standout of Jericho, pro wrestling shoots, Ryan Satin, breaking story, now we've got hard flying South African set to be joined by three others, including Los Guerreros del Cielo.
It might be in there. So I know Angelico was one of them, so it probably is Jack Evans.
Yeah, because if you watch the AEW video, at the end of it, well, he's on the phone to someone, and he's like, are they going to be ready for us? So it's him and his tag partner, so it looks like it's going to be that Jack Evans.
Yeah.
That Jack Evans about 37.
Yeah. Getting on a bit.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, smack back and bang in the middle of us, isn't that?
Yeah. Yeah, they've signed with ITV. Pay-per-view's going to be on ITV box office. Which I reckon is going to be about 15 quid. The usual prices.
Yeah. This is a really big deal. Because WWE is massive.
Yep.
It's a massive business in the UK.
Mm.
And that's on fucking Star.
Yeah.
I haven't even got Star.
Right.
So I can't watch Raw and SmackDown. It's why I don't review Raw and SmackDown fully, because I can't watch it unless I get Star. And or watch it a month later on the network, by which point
it's obsolete.
Yeah. But having it on ITV,
yeah,
where everyone can watch it, so anybody who's a wrestling fan has, it's a bigger deal than fucking Impact on Challenge. Because Impact on Challenge really opened up the doors for that. The thing is, they had the whole Immortal thing that switched me off, and I couldn't even watch TNA during the Immortal stuff. It just got to a point where it was so fucking bad. And it was that bad. It was free wrestling.
Yeah.
And I didn't even want to watch it.
No.
But AEW, they've got a good backer. They've got smart men with the pencil. They definitely seem to know what they're doing. This is going to fucking blow up. It's going to fucking escalate in a good way.
They is like they're considered now at the minute, even though they've not had a match, the second biggest company in the world.
Hmm. It's a or lot of buzz
America
around.
At least,
and
that says a lot for going up against TNA, and they've not had a fucking match.
Hmm. It's fucking. That's great news.
Mm.
You know, I wanted something good to come out, something good to report on in these fucking podcasts. And, yeah, it's,
I can't wait.
Because, yeah, it gives me access to AEW.
Well, it's a couple of weeks till Double or Nothing.
Yeah. Now that, fucking hell.
Well, what a week and a half. So that's on 25th. It's a week on Sunday.
Yeah, because Zoe gets married the day before.
My birthday, a couple of days after.
But yeah, that's exciting news. It's big news. That's a fucking really smart business move.
Oh yeah.
The ITV, which is a terrestrial channel in the UK, it's fucking everybody gets it.
But has ITV still got World of Sport Wrestling?
I don't know.
Because I was talking to a lad at work today, and he was like, I thought they cancelled it. But I don't know. I don't watch it because I'm too busy with Little Lynn on a Saturday morning. But yeah, but if they've still got World Wrestling, then they've got two wrestling shows.
Mm.
UK's biggest promotion, which is that, what is it? Start with D. Yes. Destiny Pro? No, it's not Destiny.
Because that's what Ben called DPW.
Nah.
It's not Defiant, is it?
Yeah.
That used to be WCPW, didn't it?
Yeah. And they changed Defiant because it's got old Wade Barrett in.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have AEW. And I can see them just blowing WWE out of water.
Oh, yeah.
Within... Well, in an interview that, was it Tony Khan? Him and Chris Van Vliet, he turns around and told Chris Van Vliet, he's like, in 5 years, I see it's big in the biggest company.
It could happen. I've got a better TV deal in the UK.
Yeah.
And the UK,
everyone's got ITV.
Yeah, it's the fucking, the UK is a big market for wrestling as well. And getting rid of fucking, you know, even if you stick to the US numbers, TNT, Raw's been on TNT.
Yeah.
That's not a small fucking company.
No.
Fucking Nitro was on TNT.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been.
TNT Nitro.
Yeah, not TBS.
No.
Even though they're both Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking TNT in America, ITV in the UK, it's fucking, I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's just because I've been a bit reserved about this whole thing because I didn't know what my access to it would be. But
well,
this
yeah.
just fucking blows it out of the water.
Is ITV going to show it on a Tuesday though? Live? Because if they are, it's going to be 2 o'clock in the morning-ish. Which is going to be a bit of a pain in the ass for some people.
I would imagine they'd probably do a rerun.
Hopefully.
Yeah, cancel this morning.
Yeah.
Put fucking AEW in its place.
But don't cancel Holly Willoughby.
No, don't even cancel Philip Schofield. Have them on commentary.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Fucking really.
Just imagine if they're fucking like, all the innuendos and...
Get Phil drunk. And
yeah.
And fucking commentary.
Yeah.
That'd be welcome.
Or fucking the little puns about fucking licking out ice cream cones and shit.
There's Holly Willoughby just melting in the corner.
Yeah. That'd be great.
But anyway, we've seen her got onto mid-morning TV somehow. But yeah.
But they could fucking, they could show the live one. Because people, but then again, it'd be going up against SmackDown, won't it? For the time being.
Yeah, for what, 3-4 months?
What's that going to do to SmackDown's number? I bet that WWE should be grateful that they're fucking moving to Fox on different day. They might always do it on a delay. Because Raw, because it took place in the UK last night, and I'm presuming SmackDown tonight, they're on tape delays.
Yeah, it could
do it, not a tape delay, because obviously it'll be broadcast live in the US, I assume. And then maybe broadcast evening time on the Wednesday.
Yeah, because my mate Darren was at Raw in London.
Mm.
Jam bastard. But did you see what fucking Elias done at the Liverpool show?
No.
Turned up in a Man City shirt. Done me. Oh dear. So I'm just scrolling through Facebook and there's Elias. And he's like, Elias did the unthinkable. Hours after Man City winning the title, turned up Liverpool gig. Wearing a Man City shirt. He's like, oh bro. Fantastic.
That's fucking heat.
But yeah,
this AEW thing, I'm excited. More excited than it. Like I said, I was quite reserved about it because I didn't know what my access to it would be. But this just fucking, this gets me hyped.
When it first come out that AEW was in the works, and I seen it was like Cody Rhodes, I was like, really? You know,
I saw potential. Because Cody Rhodes is obviously the son of Dusty Rhodes. Mm-hmm. He's obviously a smart, very smart. He's business savvy. He knows the business.
That's why he's made more fucking money out of it.
Yeah, and his dad is the American Dream, who was WCW Booker, for better or worse.
Which Vince fucking hated.
Yeah. I saw the potential there. I thought, if they do this right, but they do seem to be making all the right moves. And WWE at the minute is making a lot of wrong moves. I'm not going to say all the wrong moves, but... Yeah. It's, speaking of WWE, shall we, I could talk about this AEW thing all night. And I'd probably be doing, but I'll be saying the same thing. Yeah. I can't wait.
It's like... Like I was saying, so when I found out it were Cody Rhodes, I was just like, because I'm not really a big fan of Cody Rhodes. And then as I followed it more, and it's like, yeah, with the Young Bucks, and it's like, oh, it's just fucking him and his mates. Then it turns out the Khans are fucking paying for it.
Yeah.
You know, that 7 times richer than Vincent fucking Kennedy McMahon. And it's like, some serious money's getting put into this.
Mm.
And alright, their first promotion where Jericho come out, it seemed a little indie-ish. Because it was just a small little stage with some little fireworks. And the sound in that was shit because they didn't fucking do it properly.
Bear in mind, that's what Nitro was like during the formative time. I mean, the very first episode of Nitro took place in a fucking shopping mall. I'm surprised they didn't get Tiffany to sing I Think We're Alone Now.
Well, didn't Raw do the same thing?
Possibly. Was in a mall.
Because the Undertaker went against Triple H in the middle of a mall?
Possibly.
When it was Hunter Hearst Helmsley, one hand behind the back and the other one fucking like he was holding a teapot.
It wouldn't have been a debut edition of Raw, though. Nitro's very first episode was in a shopping mall.
Yeah.
And then they were at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I think.
But it's like, when they signed Jericho, it was, that's going to piss off Vince. And I followed it a bit more.
Mm.
And when Vince turned around and said, it's the biggest career contract I've had of my career, it was like, just how much were you getting paid at WWE then?
Mm.
If this, a startup company, is paying you the biggest fucking thing of your career. And then it's like, oh yeah, he's brought in Hangman Page, another one of his mates. But then he's brought in Park, old Neville.
Yeah.
And then Kenny Omega's joined. There was a lot of speculation that Kenny Omega were going to go there anyway when his contract was up. And everyone was right. And then it's like, they're signing these, they're signing them, and half of them you've never heard of. The other half, you've got inklings of. Mm. And like, everyone's heard of fucking Pentagon Junior.
Yeah.
And Phoenix. And then Brandy sat there and she's pulling all these women in. And it's like, I've never heard of single one of them. So it's like, you sit there and you're on YouTube and you're typing the names and you're watching the match and you're like, fuck me, these are talented. Proper talented.
Everyone starts out as an unknown though, don't they?
Yep.
I mean, all the big names, Steve Austin, The Rock.
Stunning Steve Austin.
Rocky Maivia.
Yeah.
Like you said, with his a second ago, Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Yeah. But yeah.
Mean Mark Callis. Isaac Yank and BBS.
But yeah, it's definitely one to follow.
Yeah.
And I will be following it.
Yeah.
And probably end up talking about AEW a hell of a lot more than WWE.
Well, yeah, because we'll need something, we'll need good stuff to talk about. We'll need positive vibes on this show.
But on a down note, WWE cancelled a match between one of theirs and one of AEW's.
Did they?
Tony Storm from NXT UK against one of AEW's women wrestlers because they don't want their wrestlers to be seen losing to a smaller company.
That doesn't surprise me.
So they care about wins and losses outside the company.
Yeah.
But inside the company, they don't really give a flying fuck.
No.
Tosses.
It's like when we get like the whole Money in the Bank situation. Ricochet loses to Bobby Roode. He gets entered into Money in the Bank. Then he beats Bobby Roode in a qualifier the week after. I mean, go figure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, WWE are fucking known for that sort of thing. That's what the whole fucking Between the Lines bullshit was about Triple H and Sting at Mania 31. That was like, just, that was the last WCW remnant that they had to bury was Sting. And it was fucking stupid.
And it shouldn't have been by Triple H, it should have been by Taker.
Sting shouldn't have lost that match.
But, well, no. It's like, if he were going up against Triple H, no, he shouldn't have fucking lost. He should have fucking kicked his ass. Then the next year, if he was up to it, I'd even Taker. And I'd Taker take him down. Simples as pimples.
Mm.
But no. Triple H, big head, big ego, and steroids.
It's like fucking that backwards thinking about not allowing them to be seen in the vulnerable state or the promotional drive for SmackDown vs. Raw 2007.
Mm.
Do you remember that there was this thing where there was a memo sent out to all the press outlets and the gaming magazines and that where they were not allowed to show Triple H bleeding, yeah, being pinned or in a vulnerable state?
Sops.
And so the magazine showed it.
Yeah.
So, it's not... It doesn't surprise me. They'd cancel that match.
Absolute stupid.
I'd say it's not atypical, but it's more along the lines of reasonable commentary to say it's typical.
To be honest, it's not like anyone was going to watch it anyway. Not a lot of people watch NXT UK.
No.
I don't.
Nah.
I ain't bothered about it. But hey-ho.
Anyway, shall we move on to Money in the Bank now?
Yeah, I suppose. F-E-W. Sorry.
Okay, so Money in the Bank is this Sunday, May 19th. Don't tell Kane. And there are, so far, 10 advertised matches. But there might be more added on SmackDown, because just to fucking carry on this whole thing from the last few weeks... There's no tag team title matches on Money in the Bank.
Fucking horrendous.
Not even a women's tag team title match. Now that could be added to added tonight on SmackDown. A SmackDown tag title match could be added. Who the fuck Brian and Rowan are going to face? I don't know.
Or it's going to be on the pre-show.
Yeah.
But it will.
So far, 10 matches. Just on a little side note, there's talk again, and this time it seems more serious, that Sheamus is set for retirement. Because the reason he's been off TV is because of concussion, but for the last year or so he's been dealing with spinal stenosis.
Yeah.
Which ended Edge's career, which ended Stone Cold's career. And I don't know how he fucking managed. It's basically incurable narrowing of the spinal column.
Yeah.
And I honestly don't know how that guy fucking carried on. I'm not the biggest Sheamus fan, but the guy's a fucking...
He's a beast.
Yeah, if he can fucking...
And he's a worker.
Go through that for a whole year. But, yeah, I just want to say best wishes to Sheamus. If it's is the end, then thank you for everything.
You ginger bastard.
Yeah, you walking jar of mayonnaise. Anyway.
Shambles.
Oh, fucking someone was messaging me about Bradley's birthday.
Oh dear. Interval, ladies and gentlemen.
She's forgot what she's getting him.
A squirrel.
No. The Braun Strowman car.
Braun!
He's been taken out of the Money in the Bank match.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, we'll start with that then, the men's Money in the Bank match. I mean, we're not going in order here of what's on Wikipedia because WrestleMania wasn't in order.
No.
Are we doing predictions again?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'll pull up a Word document. Last night on Raw, the telling thing was Strowman had some sort of arm support or a cast or something.
Right. Playing on his elbow injury again.
Probably. He got challenged to a Falls Count Anywhere match by Sami Zayn. He was supposed to face Drew McIntyre. Eventually that match got made and it basically degenerated into a 3-on-1 handicap match. Strowman still came out on top, but Sami Zayn got the win. And now Sami Zayn's in the Money in the Bank match, which I quite like. Can you imagine if he just won that case and refused to fucking cash it in? Because he doesn't want to.
That would just be a fucking waste.
Yeah, interesting story point, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd probably cash it in eventually. Like, slight-handed, like, oh, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be the champion. That title's worthless. And stuff like that. And then he cashes it in.
It'd be like the very last day.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like a year fucking day before.
Alright, where's my list? Wrestling. So we need...
Not a fan of Sami Zayn at the minute.
He needs some momentum. Because he went through a lot of shit when he first came up to Raw when old fucking Foley and Stephanie and that were like talking shit about him when he was a face and fucking derailing his momentum and all that. I don't think it's really, I mean his, I think his heel run's rehabilitated his, don't want to do a folder.
Delete.
No, oh, fuck off. No! Stop it! Go away! Sorry!
It says no.
No, I've done another one!
Right, click on MTP Tictions as well.
Yeah.
Alright, now. Delete.
Thank you. Yes!
Yeah.
Delete everywhere. Yeah. Thank you. Fuck's sake. Sorry about this, I'm a bit of a tech-tard.
I might just change the menu prediction.
Fuck, it'll stick it in there. Yeah, I'll do.
Fucking up.
Alright, so.
You've got no money.
Did Spider take it?
Yes. Spider took my money!
In the bank. Okay, so yeah. I like Zayn's character. I think the heel run rehabilitated him. Especially the stuff with Kevin Owens. And, you know, he's on his own now. And he's doing okay. I don't think he'll win the Money in the Bank match. I think there's a, if he does, then there's that whole idea that I've just put out there about him just refusing to cash in, but then cashing in.
I really don't see him winning.
I don't. The other competitors, let's see who they are.
Rick O'Shea. Drew McIntyre.
Yep.
Baron Corbin.
Better not be him.
Ali.
Finn
Balor.
Yep.
Andrade Day.
Randall Keith.
The Orton of Randall.
Orton, here's a who?
Yeah. Oh, I'm saying Drew McIntyre.
I think McIntyre as well.
To be honest.
The year that Kane won the Money in the Bank match, cashing on Mysterio at the same night, McIntyre was in that match, and he was, a lot of people were saying he was going to win because he was going through that whole Vince's chosen one, you know, backstage, off camera, on camera sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I was dreading it, because I really didn't like McIntyre then. But he's grown on me. He's gone back on the indies. He went to Impact. He fucking busted his ass. He fucking...
Well, he went to France for a bit.
Yeah. He went back to Scotland and swore a lot. He's come a long way since then. I think he's ready for it now. I think McIntyre for it.
Yeah. All right. He probably could have been ready about 6 months ago.
Yeah. Well, he was injured, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He did NXT, then he got injured.
Yeah.
And then...
But like, when they called him up and just stuck him with Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Who still hasn't been fucking seen.
I don't think he cares anymore.
Well, last time I seen him was on fucking Miz and Mrs.
No, I think Ricochet's just there for the high spot.
Same as Ali.
Yeah.
And Finn.
Yeah, Finn. Finn's got the IC title. It'd be, I want to see him get another world title run, but I don't think he need. Well, it depends how
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Champion. Hey?
I'm not going to hold my breath.
No. Well, can you imagine if he got fucking squandered and then AEW come calling for Prince Devitt?
Shit. Yeah.
They might have to give him that other title reign just to keep him there. So yeah, I'm going with Drew. Orton doesn't need it.
Nope.
He's already won it before.
Andrade.
He could do with it, but...
To be honest, I wouldn't be mad.
No.
If he won it.
No.
Because I know they're on about giving him a push. And they are looking at world title status. So, I wouldn't be mad.
No. I just feel like Drew's closer to that point. I think Drew's on the cusp. Mm. Andrade's just a little bit off the cusp. And I feel like the Money in the Bank win could benefit Drew. Especially considering he's a heel and they want Andrade as the Latino star. So they're going to have to... They'll have to turn him face if they're going to do that.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole problem with Jinder Mahal. They were trying to appeal, they wanted the big Indian star, but they kept him as a heel. I mean, Rey Mysterio works as a big Latino star. Mm. Eddie Guerrero worked as a big Latino star because they were faces, because the crowd loved them.
He was fucking heel, he was a massive fucking star.
Yeah. And people don't see that with Jinder. No. And I think part of the problem is they kept him heel.
They kept him heel like they kept Cena fucking face.
Yeah.
It's at that point now, you're never going to change him.
So if they're going to make Andrade that next big breakout Latino star, they were going to do the whole team with Mysterio thing, weren't they?
Yeah.
They'll need to turn him face. And I don't mind that. I mean, his first face run flop, but it's come a long way since then. So, but I don't think... I think they need to work on that before the whole main event status thing. Well, they could do it as, I don't know. It all depends what, because, you know, SmackDown moves to Fox.
Yeah.
I could see Andrade being a face in the run-up to that.
Well, yeah, because they want him on SmackDown to be, well, to pull in the Latino audience.
Yeah.
One guy ain't going to do it.
Not in his current state.
Well, not in any state. One guy ain't going to do it.
No.
And it's like, you can't really, you know, Lucha Underground or Lucha House Party or whatever the fuck you call. They're not really going to do it either.
No.
You know.
There's a lot of pressure on Andrade.
Oh,
a lot of it falls on his shoulders.
Yep.
I think he could pull it off. Still needs some work, but I think he can pull it off in time.
Well, needs to work on his English.
Yeah.
But apparently he is trying, so.
Well, he's dating Charlotte, isn't he? So he's going to have to learn English.
Maybe she knows Spanish. You don't know.
Maybe they can teach each other.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Where is the library? There you go. That's all I know.
I don't even think that was Spanish.
Yes, it was.
I thought biblioteca was French for computer.
No.
I'm not doing this now. No, we're doing Money in the Bank. We're not fucking...
So, yeah. Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I think
McIntyre. And here's Drew Barrymore, then.
Yeah, I feel like Andrade would be a good pick as well. But I feel like Drew's more of a lock-in for it.
It sure shit ain't going to be Baron Corbin.
No, better fucking not, though.
Fucking don't want to be. No.
Okay, so we'll go to a Becky Lynch one now. Because there's two Becky Lynch matches. So we'll go with a Raw Women's title. Becky Lynch defends against Lacey Evans.
Becky Lynch. You can't have someone come out that's had like two matches beat her. No.
Did it with Gail Kim?
I would burn the fucking place down to the ground.
Did it with Paige?
If they take that title, well, Paige is different, you know.
Yeah, Paige.
She was an actual fucking wrestler. Yeah. But yeah.
Santino?
Yeah, that was a mark. Just fucking...
A plan.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, sure. Anyway, Becky. Yes. Lacey. No.
See, there's this whole thing about how long do you reckon they'll keep her as Becky Two Belt? I don't think they expected the whole Becky Two Belt thing to take off as much as it did.
Well, no.
I think they were going to like have a win both at Mania and then have a drop one quietly. But I think it's kind of...
But she's never going to drop it quietly.
No, it's stayed the course.
Even before Becky Two Belt started,
mm.
If they had her drop one of the belts, there'd have been a fucking uproar.
I personally think she should keep both until at least SummerSlam.
Yep.
And then maybe drop one.
Keep not drop for both. The next 10 years.
That'd be a good story when it comes to the women's Money in the Bank winner. We'll get to SummerSlam. Becky's had both of her fucking title matches. She's retained both, and then there's a cash in. That's a good way to take a belt off her.
Mm.
One of the belts. I want it to be Becky. There's just this little niggling doubt, like there was with the fucking Kofi thing, that they'll take one of them off her just to ease the pressure.
I don't see her losing to Lacey Evans.
No. I think if she's going to lose one, it'll be to Charlotte.
Yeah, because if she loses to Lacey Evans and beats Charlotte, what does that say for Charlotte?
Mm.
You're not as good as Lacey fucking Evans.
Depends. If she faces Charlotte first and then she's dealing with fatigue, but she faces Lacey Evans, there's a way around it. Mm-hmm. I personally think, especially considering that WWE's been trying to make a push lately to keep couples together, and the whole thing with her and Seth, sorry mate, but it's official. You can't have Seth. You know, I think if she's going to drop a belt, it'll be the SmackDown belt. Especially considering Mania, the build-up to that was Lynch versus Rousey, which was the Raw belt portion of it. So I feel like they would keep the Raw women's title on Becky.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with Becky for that.
All that build up for the Raw title, to take it off and put it on bookings and
the long certain bell.
No thanks. All that bollocks.
I feel like she could in time be women's champion.
In time, but get rid of that
yeah.
fucking act.
Hmm.
Oh, long certain bell. Fuck off.
I mean, that's just got novelty all over it.
Yeah.
What's next? Should we go with the SmackDown? We'll get the two women's titles out of the way, considering we're on the topic.
Yeah.
So.
I really.
Becky Lynch versus Charlotte.
Really want to say Becky.
So do I. But you've got that doubt as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Mm.
Because it's Charlotte.
Yeah. I don't think so much because it's Charlotte, but because she's Becky's on Raw and SmackDown. She's carrying both titles and the division. And, you know, eventually, it could wear her down a bit.
But Charlotte, 9-time women's champ. She's just been the 8th. Then obviously lost at WrestleMania.
I personally, I think there's still mileage in the Becky 2 belts though.
Yeah.
And I think, not physically, she can still carry that for a while. Eventually it's going to wear her down a bit.
I reckon they'll put SmackDown Women's on first. Because they'll always put the Raw one on fucking last. No matter what. She'll beat Charlotte. She'll go into the Raw with Lacey. And because Lacey's not Charlotte, she'll beat Lacey. That's how I want it to happen. Do I see it that way? Don't know. It's a toss-up.
Like I said, I can see... I think Becky Two Belts needs to continue. It's got a few months in it.
It has to.
And then when they take one of the belts off her, then, you know, it gives Becky a chance to not step back, because she'll still have one of the titles anyway, but less of the pressure's on her physically and, you know, mentally in that. Personally, I don't want to see Charlotte with another women's title right now.
No.
So.
It's like John Cena all again.
Mm.
So, always title. But it's because of her last name.
But it's... See, that's why it plays into the whole fucking Money in the Bank thing. If she's going to lose one of the titles on Sunday night, I'd rather it was to whoever wins Money in the Bank. Because I don't want to see Charlotte with the women's title again. I'm not even going to go into the whole Asuka thing and how she was fucked over. Boy, just so they could get the fucking SmackDown Women's title in the main event. I get a fucking Fatal 4-Way if you want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It's just... Yeah, it's... I'm going to go with Becky. There's a little niggling doubt, but I'm going to go with what I want to happen. And I think it's fucking stupid if they don't have Becky retain both titles.
I want to say Becky, and I hope... If I say Charlotte, I'm so going to hope that I'm wrong. So going to hope that I'm wrong. But I really want to say Becky.
I'm the same.
And not be wrong.
I want to say Becky. And I'm 95% certain Becky's going to come out with both belts. There's just that little 5%.
Yeah.
That's making me think, well...
I'm going to say Becky.
Yeah, okay. I will join you on that front as well.
So I'm not wrong.
Alright, so should we talk about the Women's Money in the Bank match?
Yeah.
While we're on the topic.
Well, we've got Natalia, Dana Brooke, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Mandy Rose, Ember Moon, and Carmella. I can only see it being one of two. It's either going to be Alexa Bliss, because she's better, or they're going to push Mandy Rose.
Alexa Bliss last night, I think that they're trying to keep her safe. They're trying to protect her a bit because of her concussion issues. They had Nikki Cross wrestle for her last night. But they're kind of playing, I think what they're going for is that Alexa's going to be using Nikki Cross, but Nikki's going to be like eventually snap and turn on her. So there's some theories going around that Alexa's going to hope Nikki gets involved in this match. But Nikki's going to be like, well, no, I'm not letting you use me like that. I don't know. Because I think Nikki Cross actually won the match last night on Raw. She pinned Natalya. Apparently Dana Brooke did a pretty good stunt off a ladder. It looks like there's something building between Alexa and Nikki Cross. So, I can see Alexa winning, or I can see her feuding with Nikki. But I don't think she can do both.
Thing is, they need to give her a single run, not team her up with someone, because they did that with Mickie James.
And Nia Jax. all that.
Well, yeah. It's like, she knows how to use her mouth.
Yeah.
Giggity. And she can wrestle. So, why not just leave her alone? Why team her up with somebody?
I think they're worried about the concussion stuff. I mean, right now, I mean, I'm not saying that with Mickie James or Nia Jax in the past, because she didn't have those problems, but that we know of. But right now, I don't know whether it's going to lead to her using Nikki Cross, or whether Nikki's going to be smart to it straight away. Because that storyline gets played, that's very contrived and very fucking overplayed. I don't know. Yeah, I'd say Alexa's a favourite. Who was your second one?
Mandy Rose.
See, I would have gone with Ember Moon.
No. I don't think she's as popular as Mandy Rose.
Well, she's been off injured for a while, hasn't she?
Well, yeah.
And she is fucking, but Ember's fucking definitely a better worker than Mandy.
Yeah.
Imagine if she did the Eclipse off the top of a ladder.
Well, it probably will happen at some point.
But her ass is going to be fucking sore.
Yep.
Ow.
Bailey.
I think she's still in the doghouse over the sashes. I don't even know if she's in the doghouse, but I think she's...
I don't think she is, because apparently the rumour of something happening between her and Sasha backstage after WrestleMania was true. I have no idea what this rumour is, because I've not really kept in the loop with the Women's Tag Team Championship or anything like that.
I know they had the photos up with the Iconics. And was it superstar Billy Graham was saying, oh, it kills Kofi and all that shit. Or some old timer was saying shit like that.
Yeah, it was probably fucking Billy Graham, because he's just an opinionated old twat anyway. But no, apparently something happened between them pair backstage, and this is why it's all kicked off for Sasha Banks. And I thought they were best mates. Like, in real life. But I don't fucking know.
I think Bailey, she could benefit from winning it. But the problem is with the trend with winning the Money in the Bank is you go on a losing streak before you cash it in.
Yeah.
And that's predictable. And I don't think Bailey can handle any more losses. Not many more anyway. So I honestly hope she doesn't win it. Just for the fact that she needs building up, not dragging down before a predictable title cash in.
It's not only that. With Money in the Bank, it's a heelish thing to run in and cash in.
Yeah.
And that's not Bayley.
No. And she'd probably do an RVD and give advance notice.
Well, yeah. She'd be like, oh, by the way, after your match, ding dong. But
Carmella, her win was fucking covered in controversy, wasn't it? Because James Ellsworth technically won it for her.
Well, yeah, he climbed up and hooked it and handed it to
her. Yeah, so she might want to like prove that she can do it on her own.
It's like...
You're saying Naomi's in there?
Yeah.
Former two-time women's champion.
Natty.
Yeah.
Could she... I really don't see them putting another title on her.
No, I think she's just there to give the younger girls the rub.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Yeah.
Not in the Jimmy way. I think she's got one more run in her.
It would be a shock if it were fucking Dana Brooke.
Mm.
And she ended up cashing it in and winning. That would put Wowzers in your trousers.
Yeah. She needs a lot of work before she can make. Consider the main event. This is a lot different to fucking...
Especially to a face, because that fucking wrong.
It's a lot different to the way it was 10 years ago when any of the women could be the women's champion because it wasn't as high profile. It wasn't in the main event picture. So you could get away with having fucking Caitlyn or Kelly be the champion. Can't do that now because the women are expected to main event pay-per-views.
Because people know that fucking the women that hold the titles... should be able to wrestle.
Mm. And, you know, 10 years ago, Dana Brooke could have been women's champion. Today, no, because she's not ready for that. She isn't good enough for that spot.
She's a weightlifting gymnast.
Can she be? Probably. She's got certain credentials that can benefit her. She just needs to work on the stuff that she isn't so good at. But at this current stage, no. This is a tough one to call for me. This women's Money in the Bank, because there's a lot of credible possibilities.
Yeah.
Alexa Bayley, Naomi, even Carmella. I mean, they're all women's champions.
I really don't see it being Naomi. So I'm ruling out Natty, Dana Brooke, Naomi. I don't see it being Carmella either. So it's going to be between Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Mandy Rose and Ember Moon. I don't see it being Ember Moon. I don't see it being Bayley.
I don't see it being Alexa. Just thought about someone who won it last year, didn't she?
Yeah. Two times on the trot.
Yeah, but they seem to be... I don't know, she seems to be like in that tweener role now.
Yeah.
She's been a bit facey lately. Which kind of like makes me think, well, what's going on with Nikki? If she's using Nikki Cross like that? I don't know. She keeps bouncing. She's very inconsistent is the best way to describe it, probably. I don't know.
I'm going to say Mandy Rose.
You're going to say Mandy?
Yeah. I honestly think it's going to be Alexa Bliss, but I'm going to say Mandy.
So if she won it last year, who won it? This is the third women's one, isn't it? It must be, because Carmella won it.
Yeah.
The year before, I'm guessing.
Technically, it'd be the fourth, because they had two when it was Carmella.
Yeah, because Carmella cashed in on Charlotte after she beat fucking Asuka at Mania.
Yeah.
Last year, Alexa cashed in on Nia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying Mandy Rose?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. See, Alexa makes sense. Mandy's a possibility. I don't want it to be Bayley because I feel like she needs a bit of, she needs building up with wins and not losses before a cash in for the belt.
Not that they count anyway.
Carmella's got like the whole point to prove thing. Naomi's a former champion. Natalia's a former champion. I don't, this is a tough one to call.
Mm-hmm.
But Ember Moon was like, she's fucking,
former NXT champion.
Yeah.
NXT women's champion.
I feel like it could... I'm going with Ember Moon. Something just says Ember Moon to me. But if Ember doesn't win it, it's not like the whole fucking Becky thing or the Drew thing where I'm going to be shocked if Ember doesn't win it. It's... Again, I'm going with mainly what I want to happen, I'd rather see Ember win it. She's the most accomplished out of the ones that you mentioned in terms of, well, she's the most accomplished out of people that would benefit from it.
Yeah.
Because Alexa doesn't need it. Bayley doesn't need it. Fucking Carmella, point to prove thing. Naomi doesn't need it. Natalia doesn't need it.
Dana Brooke.
Look.
I honestly don't see them putting the title on her.
No. We got Dana, Mandy, and Ember. And Ember's definitely more accomplished of those three. But then again, they put the fucking Money in the Bank on Orton. He didn't need it.
But Mandy Rose has been there longer. She's been there about 5 years.
Yeah,
not but... been on, like, main roster for 5 years, but she's been at WWE for around about 5 years.
Yeah.
Ember Moon, 2, 3.
Yeah, but Ember Moon's got fucking, she's got the skills to be a main eventer or to lead the women's division on SmackDown.
I
Was she on SmackDown? Yeah, she's on SmackDown now.
I honestly don't see it. I honestly think she's just a flash in the pan.
I don't know, she's been out with injury, hasn't she? She wasn't used very good when she came onto Raw because she was Nia Jax's best mate. I think they need to do something with her.
No, obviously they need to do something with fucking all of them.
Yeah. Especially on the SmackDown side.
But I honestly don't see... They'll end up sticking a title on her at some point. I don't see it being next week.
Well, no, because it's not a title match next week.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Well, this week.
Or giving her a push whatsoever. You know what I mean?
Well, you're going with Mandy.
Yep.
I'm going with Ember. It could go either way. Either six or eight ways, whatever. Fucking, I won't be surprised if Ember doesn't win. I won't be surprised if Mandy wins. I won't be surprised if... The only one that really surprised me would be if Dana Brooke won.
Yeah.
Any of the others, I'd be like, well, yeah, I can kind of see it.
Yeah. Dana Brooke wins something. That would be a surprise.
She's the only one that really...
That hasn't held anything.
Hmm. So...
Apart from Mandy Rose.
But the rest of them, I mean, Carmella, if she wins it, I'll just be like, well, she's proven the point at last. Naomi, former Natalia, and all, any former women's champion in that match, I'd be like, well, yeah.
Mm.
Makes sense, in a way. Mandy, Ember, they're the ones that need the push. It seems like they're going to push Mandy, so I wouldn't be surprised if she won it. Ember, I wouldn't be surprised if she won it. She's got a good upside. She just needs to be, to do something meaningful.
Yeah.
I wish Kairi Sane was in it. Then that would be my fucking pick.
Yeah.
Whether I think she's going to win or not, it would be Kairi Sane.
One of them gets injured and bring in Io Shirai.
Giggity! I still think they should fucking have Kairi Sane go to Mania as a SmackDown Women's Champion, but have Io Shirai win the Rumble.
Yep.
Although the main problem with booking that feud would be the language.
And then...
I mean, they'd understand each other, but would the fans?
Then all of a sudden you hear, Nippon Manju, even though they're not together anymore.
Lady Baby.
Yeah. It's not that Lady Baby anymore.
No, no.
Bastards. But yeah.
Imagine if they had Lady Baby do the fucking... Instead, like the Pitbull thing or whatever, and they had fucking Lady Baby do like the musical act.
Yeah.
Be awesome.
Hmm.
Fucking what? Anyway, shall we move on?
Yeah.
What's next?
Miz and Shane.
Miz and Shane.
It's gotta be the Miz.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
It's gotta be.
Cause.
Easy as nips.
Yeah. Miz needs the win. He needs to fucking Shane shouldn't be. I mean, it's okay for Shane to win the Mania match because it was a fluke win, but they can't have Shane decisively beat Miz.
No.
Miz is on Raw now. Shane's the fucking wanky twat of SmackDown. They need to end this feud now because they're on different brands. They can't keep fucking crossing over. Even though the wild card thing, they could keep doing it, but...
Well, yeah, because I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
It just seems to be whoever the fuck likes to turn up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this needs to end so Miz can move on.
Yep.
Miz! I think Miz... Yeah, Miz is my pick for that as well.
Simple as you think of that.
Yeah, it's... It's been a decent little feud. The Mania match was good. I enjoyed that. I liked the finish. That was really well done. And yeah, it did prolong the feud a little bit, but it needs to end now. So Miz can do something else. What Miz will do, I don't know.
Mr. Miz will come out and batter him.
What do you think Miz can do after, though?
Got it. Because it's still cage match. Mr. Miz is going to appear out of nowhere like The Undertaker. He's going to be dressed as Kane, but he's going to appear out of nowhere like The Undertaker. And then he's just going to go, put him up, put him up!
Or instead of like Taker's hands going through the ring, like that's just a fist. Yeah. Just like that through the mat.
Just going, come on, put him up! Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Or he just appears on top of the fucking cage like Sting.
Oh, God.
With a baseball bat. Dressed as Sting.
Or Shane gets to the top of the cage and then sees fucking Dad Miz in the rafters.
As he comes down a zip wire and kicks him. Yeah.
But, yeah. There's a fucking crow sat next to fucking Dad Miz. Or it's the gobbledygooker painted black.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
Anyway, back to my question.
Mr. Miz for the win.
Do you reckon they'll put him in 2K20? If they do, I'm fucking buying it just to play as Dad Miz.
I won't be surprised if he's already on the fucking community creation.
Oh, God, yeah.
But yeah.
And his taunts is that fucking Yoshitatsu taunt where he's like that. Anyway, yeah, where do you see Miz going after this?
I honestly don't know.
I don't. I mean, I can see him taking time off. Not straight away, but you know, Maryse is pregnant.
Well, yeah, again.
Yeah, so.
God, it's fucking lucky. Yeah, I have come to quite like her at the minute. Due to watching Miz and Mrs.
Mm.
It's like, yeah, I'd get a squirt. Whereas before, I wouldn't touch it with a stolen cup.
Mm.
But yeah. Just put a bit of meat on. And the bubbly's got bigger. So I'd motivate it. Hell yeah.
Well, no, I think, I don't know, I think they'll keep, he'll just be around. So I don't think they can really build any big storylines with him at the minute if he's going to go off when Maryse has the second kid. So, it's...
Thing is, it's like, with him being the A-lister, but he seems to be mid-card.
Yeah. Is I think that's mainly just like played for... That was a heel thing because he was doing... Just all he was doing was the Marine movies. So...
But it's like... Honestly, I wouldn't be mad if they pushed him for a world title.
For a what?
A world title. I can't get my words out today.
I wonder what he said. A word turtle.
A word turtle. But yeah. He's already been WWE champions.
I feel he's more accomplished and he's grown a lot as an all-round performer since that first title reign, that a second title reign would be better. And let's not forget, his first fucking title reign was only there to fucking fuel the Rock and Cena feud.
Yeah.
He and that title became secondary to the fucking Rock and Cena. With those two out of the picture, and not to mention, his face run's working this time.
Well, yeah.
Because he's got the support of the crowd, and his acting is talking about humility and, you know, about earning respect and stuff like that, which he didn't do in his first face run. His first face run felt a bit forced. I feel like this version of Miz could be a decent world champion. It might be a case of, it won't be yet. I can see it just being a case of he might be to an outside view, just treading water, doing this and that here and there, nothing too meaningful, and then he'll go off and, paternity leave or whatever it is, while when Maryse has the baby. Because their other one's still like a baby itself, isn't it?
She's
toddler.
One half ish.
So
because Birdie's just turned two. So you've got to be looking about one ish. If not a little bit older.
So yeah, a toddler and a newborn. She's gonna need help. So I can see Miz taking a bit of time off there.
Her mum fucking basically lives with them anyway.
Yeah, but babies need their dad.
Baby so. Daddy!
I think he'll leave for a few months when the baby's born.
Oh yeah.
So I can see, and what was it, February when she announced she was pregnant?
Yeah.
So, that'll be before the end of the year. What we're looking
February,
at.
Say she found out in, well, say they conceived December. You'd be looking September.
Yeah.
Taking time off.
It ain't too far away.
Oh no.
So.
Yeah.
I see him having like a short feud with somebody. I don't know who.
Elias.
Yeah, that. Elias and I'll smack that.
Wild card.
You can't keep fucking doing wildcard shit. Not to build fucking rivalries around anyway. Otherwise it isn't wildcard, it's too predictable.
No, no.
I don't know.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah. But I mean, fucking, that stuff that Joe did with fucking Wendy Styles. Well, no, that isn't a real name. Wendy Jones, wouldn't it? But about AJ's wife and kids. Imagine if he did that with Maryse, because Maryse is well more well-known than Wendy Styles.
Well, yeah.
So imagine the heat Joe would get for fucking talking all that shit about Maryse. Let's not forget, Maryse is a former women's champion, so she could probably not hold her own against Joe, but she could... They won't use her for the angle, but fucking... Imagine if Joe comes out as like, oh, well, like what fucking...
What's like the a Playboy spread.
Cesaro last night, he goes to Reign, and it's a bit of a throwback to the whole fucking Eddie Guerrero thing. He's like, Dominic looks more like Joe. Are you sure he's your son? And that kind of pissed Ray off, but imagine if fucking Joe did that to Maryse, or Miz, while Maryse is still pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, you don't know what that baby looks like. Could be mine. Shit like that. I mean, Samoa Joe is like the fucking world's most badass fucking slag.
Oh, he is a bastard.
It's, I love what Joe is doing, but I'm going around basically fucking home wrecking. Just for lols.
Shagged your missus.
Yeah.
Shagged your missus. I did yours in the bum.
I feel like a feud between Miz and Joe would work well.
Mm.
And as popular as Joe is, he's got that kind of heel heat that would keep Miz cheered. Especially if he's talking shit about Maryse.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Miz fighting for the honour of his family and that. And it'll be more personal to the audience as well. They could probably relate more than that to that than they could with AJ's, because no one ever sees AJ's wife. But people have seen Maryse. They know who she is.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like that could actually work better than this Samoa Joe and AJ feud.
Mm. Oh, that'd be a good one.
Mm. Anyway, next match.
Tony Nese. Aria Daivari. Cruiserweight Championship. To be fair, I ain't got a clue about Daivari.
He's Cosro Daivari's brother.
Who the fuck's Cosro?
He was Sean Daivari as well. He was Muhammad Hassan's manager.
I think I only seen him for like 5 minutes.
And then he got fucking, I think Daivari managed Kurt Angle and the great Carly as well at various points.
Now, if you said Carly, I'd know who you're talking about. But I'm going to say Tony Nese.
Yeah.
Only because.
He's only just won it.
Yeah.
And.
You know, WrestleMania. Won it. They ain't going to hand it over to Daivari just yet.
No. Maybe down the line. But, you know, right now, nah, it stays on these.
Yeah, having another Indian champion.
Mm.
You know, you've already had fucking Jinder.
I don't know if Daivari's a heel or a face, though. I think he teamed up with his brother at some point. It might have been in the fucking... I can't remember. I'm sure he teamed up with his brother, or they came out. I think it was at one of the Saudi shows last year. And they announced these new signings for the Performance Center. I think the Daivaris came out.
Yeah, they were tag team, surely. He was definitely a tag team partner with Sean Daivari, but that was Insane Championship Wrestling. So, whether he was his tag team with his brother in WWE, he did at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
He assaulted 4 Saudi Arabian prospects before being driven out.
Yeah.
then he was injured. But yeah. That's all I know about that lot.
Yeah.
So that was quite a short discussion on that one.
Yeah. Even with the research on the fly.
Yeah.
Shall we take a break before moving to the next match?
Yeah, I need a wee.
Yeah. We will be right back, folks, after these announcements.
In 2 seconds.
Today is my Auntie Pat's birthday. Happy birthday, Auntie Pat. This podcast is brought to you by the nephew of Auntie Pat. Me. Are you tired of always being tired? Then go to bed. And we're back in the room. What's next then?
Me coughing my guts up. Oh yeah, fighter. Roman and Elias.
Roman.
That's a given. Even though Elias really needs pushing.
Elias needs to do something.
They need to do something with Elias. Which, instead of just having him sit in the middle of the ring, getting interrupted every single time.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, he is a wrestler.
Yep.
He fucking should be wrestling.
Yep.
I mean, the Honky Tonk Man, Jeff Jarrett, all these other musical wrestlers, they wrestled.
Yep.
Elias, he's got the crowd behind him when he does the whole walk with Elias and his little concert things, but he needs to do more than that. And yeah, I feel like he could do well, but he needs to do before he does well.
He would do well.
Yeah.
If he fucking pushed it.
Yeah. But maybe this, you know, SmackDown, they'll actually have him do more wrestling. Do the act, but then get challenged to a match and not be fucking just beaten down.
Yep.
But yeah, I think Roman's going to win it.
Yeah.
Elias could get the win if it's under shady circumstances. Roman twatted Vince, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
Shane could fucking send out people to interfere and get Elias the win. Because, you know, that could be retribution for his old man. There are ways to have Elias win without damaging Roman. But I still think Roman's going to win.
I think it's a given that they'll make him win.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Also, I don't think Elias will win clean.
No.
He could win, but it'll be a screw finish.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't be against, because it kind of, it feel it'll be natural, it'll be organic. Like I said, Roman Superman punch Vince, Shane could send people out to help Elias, or even get involved himself. I don't know if he would, because I could see him doing something stupid in the cage. But, yeah, I think Roman's going to win. Although an Elias victory under those circumstances would make sense as well.
Yep.
So, I'm going to go with Roman. But, yeah, Elias could get it in certain circumstances, conditions.
Yep. Jesus, yeah. Basically.
And I kind of want him to as well. Because it gives Elias that push.
Mm-hmm.
And it furthers it naturally progresses a story, an already existing storyline.
Yep.
But I still think Roman's going to win.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Joe and Mysterio.
Joe.
Yeah.
I hope it lasts longer than the WrestleMania match. Although I didn't actually mind the WrestleMania match because Joe looked like a fucking killer.
Not just that. Ray was injured.
Yeah.
So it was never going to last.
But he still got his licks in before.
Well, yeah.
He still got a couple of moves in, but Joe was just, you know, too big, too smart. But, yeah, I think Joe wins this match. I've seen him more competitive. I can kind of see, I don't think it needs to happen, but I could kind of see them using Dominic to protect Ray a bit. Because Ray's been, he got that fucking battered at Mania. Well, he didn't even get battered, he didn't even get time to be battered.
Right, right.
But he got fucking squashed at Mania. I could see it being a thing where
either Dominic tries something, because Dominic's trained.
Yeah.
He could either try something and accidentally cost Mysterio the match, or he could throw in the towel. A bit like Helen Hart at Survivor Series 94 with Brett and Bob Backlund.
I've heard rumours
that Dominic might turn heel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be something like that as well.
And it's like, yeah, really? Something like that happening, why would he turn heel?
I'm just not comfortable with father-son rivalry in general. Yeah. Probably because I'm a father myself and I've got a son. It's like whenever I do something on my YouTube channel, whether it's fucking the DCUO stuff or 13, or even the wrestling stuff I used to do, I never really want to put myself against Bradley in any situation. I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel right. It works with certain... I think it's because Bradley's still a kid. I mean, when Bradley's an adult, when he's grown up, I would probably, if I was still doing the fucking stories on YouTube and stuff like that, I would probably be more open to doing the father versus son thing. But in my head, at the minute, it just feels like me versus a child. Regardless of whether Bradley's character is an adult in the 2K games or in 13 or in the DCUO stuff, in the back of my mind, it's still my little boy. So, I kind of feel like once Bradley's older, I'll probably be more open to doing something where there'd be like one of my characters against one of his characters. Probably be more logically be in a wrestling environment on the 2K games or something. But that's just my take on the situation. I mean, Dominic's an adult. He's a lot bigger than Mysterio as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, it wouldn't make me feel...
Mama's side.
It wouldn't make me feel that uncomfortable. It's just I have a certain kind of opinion about father v son stuff. Vince versus Shane at Mania at 7, that was fine because they were both fully grown men.
Still not answer the question though, is it? What could turn?
Joe's mind games. Joe's seen it with AJ. he's a master manipulator. That's the thing about Joe, he's not just a fucking war machine. He is fucking, has got it in the head as well. He knows how to get under his opponent's skin. I mean, he made AJ Styles snap, and I think, what, did Styles get disqualified against him?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Joe was, like, more intent on fucking breaking Styles than he was winning the title. That's how manipulative and how sadistic Samoa Joe is. So I could see him using mind games and fucking, not so much brainwashing, but you know, turning Dominic against him that way.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Joe. It's another one. I don't see them putting another title on, mate.
No, I don't need it.
He's just there to push.
He's there to put over the younger talent.
Yeah. Not that Joe's...
Younger.
Much younger.
No.
But yeah. Old Joe.
It might not even be a Dominic heel turn. It could just be Joe batters Ray to the point where Dominic worries for his dad's safety and well-being and throws a towel in. Remember, let's not forget, Joe comes to the ring with a towel around him. So there's a towel ready at the wait and waiting when the match is in progress. So, well, there's a nice little fucking...
Yeah. Yeah. I can see Dominic costing in the match. I don't see him throwing the towel in.
He'll either throw in the towel, he'll turn on Ray, or he'll try and help Ray and cost him that way. Like, Ray will be distracted by Dominic, and then he'll get fucking caught in the Kena clutch or something like that.
Yeah.
I can see Dominic being the deciding factor in that.
Or Joe just sit on him. Or he'll get Joe will get him in the cocaine clutch and Dominic come in and kick him in the head or something. And get him
disqualified.
Yeah.
I still think Joe's gonna win.
Yeah.
But I feel like Dominic either way it's an interesting scenario.
Because
you don't see that, do you really? Wrestlers with their children, with their sons or daughters.
Well, no.
Especially not wrestlers that are still active. I mean, Jerry Lawler never acknowledged that Grandmaster Sexay was his kid. And, you know, Lawler was a lot older then than fucking Rey Mysterio is now. Rey, even 40 yet?
Yeah.
I know he's not far off.
He is.
He started wrestling when he was 15, I think.
He'll be 45 this year.
Alright.
But yeah, it's... Well, we definitely know Samoa's got to be run anyway, so...
Yeah.
How it happens.
That's the interesting thing.
So, yeah.
See, some of these matches are predictable, but there are little...
niggling feelings.
There's intrigue in the... Well, like, Miz versus Shane needs to be Miz. Decisively. Like we said with Roman Elias, it could, we both think Roman's gonna win, but there's a way around it for Elias to win in a natural, organic way.
It's just whether the fucking WWE writers and Vince think about it.
It's like the US title match, Joe versus Ray. We both think Joe, but how is it gonna happen? It could just be a fucking straight up WrestleMania repeat. But there's scope for more intriguing storylines there.
Oh, yeah.
All we've got left are two world title matches.
Yep.
Or the two men's world title matches.
Kofi and Kevin Owens.
I think Kofi will retain.
I do hope so. It would be a very short reign.
It's like we've been saying for the last couple of weeks. Kofi isn't a flash in the pan.
Nope.
This whole thing's still got mileage in it.
Yep.
I can see Kofi having the title for quite a while. I can see Kevin Owens being the WWE champion this year, I'd say. Probably. Maybe even as soon as SummerSlam. Maybe if Kofi drops it to him at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
But...
I don't see it going any further than SummerSlam.
No, but I don't think it's going to be at Money in the Bank.
No.
I think they'll keep the title on him until... Yeah, until about SummerSlam, and then have him drop it.
Yeah, it's... They need to keep it on him, because they've built this fucker up.
Yeah.
Because, you think, beforehand, it probably would have been Ali.
I don't think Ali would have won the title.
Well, no, but say he did win the title, this would have been his push, which I don't think... They would have held, or he would have held it past Money in the Bank. I reckon they'd have had Drew McIntyre come down, cash in, and end it there.
Yeah.
But within Kofi, I don't think they're going to do that.
I don't think they realise how
popular,
sustaining this would be. How? Because I think they probably thought, oh, well, it'll pass. But then Elimination Chamber happened and the fans were still behind him and they were still behind him on SmackDown and SmackDown and SmackDown and Mania and fucking Fastlane and obviously before Mania, but they...
fucking Kevin Owens match, the shouting Kofi Kingston.
Yeah. I think that WWE booking thought it'll pass.
Yeah.
But it didn't. No. And it still hasn't. It's still fucking going strong.
Because once again, the fans are unpredictable.
Hmm.
Look at fucking Fandango when he came out.
Yeah.
And that was over here. and everyone's singing his fucking tune. It's like
his entrance music got into the top 40.
Yeah. Even though that's the fucking theme tune to I Dream of Jeannie or something. The fucking
no, it's 70s. A cha cha cha.
Yeah, but that.
Yeah, it's not quite done that way.
I know, but the fans were doing that, yeah. And it's the I Dream of Jeannie. It was just that's all they did. It's like. And that was it. It just kept going.
Yeah. Fizzled out quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were pushing him at the time as well.
Mm.
And if they carried on doing it, he could have had the title by now.
Mm.
Easily. Might have even had a couple.
Yeah, I think they underestimated how popular Kofi was.
Oh, yeah.
And how emotionally invested the fans were. And I think at Mania they were like, right, we'll put the belt on him, but it'll die down and we can transfer it at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
And it hasn't died down, so now they're having to rethink shit. And if it was Ali, I don't think he'd have won the title.
Probably not. But if he did, I don't think he would go past Money in the Bank.
If it was Ali, I could have seen Bryan retaining at Mania and then losing to a face Owens. Because of the decent feud there with like the whole fucking Eco Warrior Planets champion Daniel Bryan against Kevin Owens going to the cinema and eating popcorn with his kids and shit. Yeah. There's a fucking ready made feud there. But yeah, Ali got injured. Kofi took his place. Kofi fucking just exploded into the stratosphere. Fucking Kofi Mania. And yeah, it would be a nice little twist if fucking Ali won Money in the Bank and cashed it on Kofi.
Mm.
It should have been mine.
The other thing with Kofi is what's helped him is the New Day.
Yeah.
Because without the New Day, I don't think he'd still be it. Apparently he'd have fucked off a few years ago.
Possibly.
If there wasn't no New Day.
Hmm.
And because they went from the preachery, fucking toss pop type to the we don't care, we're unicorns!
Yeah.
And everybody loved them because they're just that stupid.
Even though they were heels.
Yeah. But everyone still loved them anyway.
Yeah.
And that's built him up. And
I'd say it's rebuilt him.
Oh yeah.
More than built him, because he was hovering around that area until that whole fucking thing with Orton a few years ago.
Where he smashed up his race car. Because he had his NASCAR in, and he got his face on it, and he stood on top of it.
Yeah.
He started smashing fuck out of it. His mate's like, you get off that car, you scratch that baby. So, start smacking fuck out of it. But yeah. Kofi to retain, many times more hopefully.
Do you see a second reign for him? So I'm kind of starting to think that maybe he will be a bit more of a long-term main eventer.
Hopefully.
Hmm.
He is an all-rounder. Whether they'd give him a second title, I don't know.
Could be on Raw.
Yeah. I don't think they'll give him a Raw. The Universal Championship. They'll probably give him another SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him putting the Universal on it.
My thinking was Universal title needs building up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So
especially since fucking drops out of
it. Yeah.
But Seth could do that.
Yeah.
Which leads nicely onto that match anyway.
Yes, it does.
the Universal Championship match,
Seth Rollins defends against AJ Styles.
We know it's going to be Seth. I don't think AJ's going to get judged yet.
No, I think Seth will retain here.
Yeah.
AJ's been acting more heelish lately, or more aggressive.
Yeah.
I'll say. I can see it being him eventually, maybe with the help of Gallows and Anderson.
If they stuck around.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're still turning down contracts. I, personally, in the next couple of months, I don't see them being it. Whether Vince is like, right, off you go, end of, no compete clause, 90 days, or they wait out the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do what they've got to do so that he doesn't start slapping on fucking, well, you've not done this for a month, so we're adding that on. I'll be like, fuck yeah, you ain't doing that.
Well, they haven't, they weren't on Raw last night.
They don't get used a lot.
No.
Which is shit. Because I like them.
Yeah, so do I. But they could be whole fucking, I don't know, they could be like, just waiting in the wings for this whole fucking AJ thing. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Gallows and Anderson at the minute. But back to the match. I'm going to say this. On paper, it's a fucking good match.
Yeah.
But we've had, with AJ Styles, a lot of on paper very good matches that haven't lived up. The Nakamura matches, the Joe matches. I don't know what it is. Because Wrestle Kingdom, him and fucking Nakamura tore the house down. But they didn't at WrestleMania.
I reckon that's backstage.
I thought the same thing. I think that they were told,
don't do what you can do.
Mm.
Do what we tell you.
Because they were trying to get fucking Roman over as well.
Because they knew if them pair left loose, they'd have killed it and nobody would have been able to follow them.
Mm.
But no. Tone it down.
That's all that. That's the only fucking thing that makes sense to me. Because AJ Styles is one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
He has been for a fucking long time.
Yeah.
And
so is
Nakamura. Nakamura is one of the best. Joe's one of the best. All these fucking matches that on paper are dream matches haven't lived up to the hype because the only thing I can think of, they're not allowed to.
No.
But they're being fucking cock-blocked by management. And but Seth versus AJ, what's stopping them having a great match?
Management.
Will management stop them though? Because this is for what they consider to be the top title on the top show. Roman Reigns isn't in the title match. He's on SmackDown. So this could be a fucking really good fucking match.
Thing is, at WrestleMania, yeah, Brock fucked that up himself for moaning that he wasn't the main event. So Vince thought, fuck off, get out first. And Kofi and Bryan killed it.
Mm.
Absolutely killed it. So, if Vince was really that bothered about his title, I don't think he'd have told him to get out first. But I think he was just fed up with the way Brock was.
Mm.
But, obviously Brock's still signed. Because he's going to the Saudi show. But anyway, fuck him. If management just left them to it, go out, do what you do. Every show would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because they'd be allowed to do whatever
you want.
You know Seth can fucking go out, all out. You know AJ can go all out.
Yeah.
Let them.
But the thing is, they're told by road agents and booking teams, to do this and do that. Whereas I'd imagine at Wrestle Kingdom, AJ and Nakamura were just told, do what you want.
Well, yeah.
As long as it's good.
The Japanese don't give a fuck.
Mm.
It's, you go out, you do what you do. If it's awesome, it's awesome. If it's shit, it's shit. Because the Japanese mentality is, you make your own way up the ladder.
Yeah.
We don't push you. The fans will be the ones that push you. You do what you do. If Vince got that in his head, you won't have a problem with booking ratings.
No.
Just everyone would be killing it. Old Man Vince ruins another thing.
Yep.
But yeah, it should be a good match.
It should. Just gotta hope that fucking they allow it to be a good match.
Well, yeah. Even though the most anticipated one on the card is probably Kofi, Kevin.
Yeah.
Or any of the best.
Hmm. So, I think we've only really disagreed on one match.
And that's the Women's Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
The rest of it, we've all predicted the same thing. Men's Money in the Bank, we both went Drew. Raw and SmackDown Women's, we went Becky on both. We went for Mandy Rose and the Women's Money in the Bank. I've gone for Ember Moon. We both went for Miz. We both went for Tony Nese. We both went for Roman, Joe, Kofi and Seth.
Yeah.
It's pretty predictable.
Yeah, but the results are predictable.
Yeah.
But
there's a couple in there. It's like, don't know. But yeah.
I mean, the Joe one. The US title match, that's got me intrigued because of the whole Dominic thing. I just feel that he's going to factor into the end of the match. It's just a case of how.
Yeah, he will be involved in the match some way.
There's also Roman Elias. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the surface it seems predictable as fuck, but there's also, if you read between the lines, you look back over the weeks, Roman and fucking Vince are in this little feud. Shane's been taking Elias to Raw with him as the wild card thing. So there's the unpredictability there, whether Shane brought up the fact that Roman twatted Vince. So there's a natural progression in that storyline. So it's whether they'll actually go with that.
So there's some intriguing possibilities when it comes to some of the matches and the storylines revolving around some of the matches. But yeah, in terms of results, it's a very predictable card. Well, we'll know that for certain next week.
Well, yeah.
We're still only predicting. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We shall see on Sunday.
I still can't believe it's no fucking tag matches.
Yeah. I think a couple will get added last minute.
It needs to be.
Mm.
Because to have a show with no tag matches whatsoever. Obviously, we don't know what's going to be on
pre-show.
The pre-show.
Except for the Cruiserweight title. That'll most likely be on the pre-show.
Most likely. Maybe it might make its way onto the main show.
Be nice to see.
Once or twice. But they've not really been memorable. But yeah.
So if there is tag matches, what do you think they'd be? I kind of see Viking Raiders against Hawkins and Ryder.
Yeah. And then the Viking Raiders would win.
Hmm.
Which would be a shame, because I'd like to see Hawkins and Ryder carry on with it.
Yeah. Iconics, if they were to defend. Who do you think, not who do you want? Because I think we've both got the same who do we want.
And that's probably who I think it would be as well.
Yeah, I was just thinking that myself.
You know.
Kari and Asuka.
Yeah. Because there's no fucker else.
Nah. SmackDown Tag Side, who we got? Brian and Rowan. I can see them keeping that one off, just to give Brian a little bit of extra recovery time.
Yeah. or they don't do a lot of grind in the match. It's all rowing.
I'm just saying, like, if there's three tag team title matches still to go, then they can, if they drop one, I would assume it would be the SmackDown tag title.
Yeah.
Can't believe a fucking women's tag title match hasn't even been announced. I've been pushing that so fucking hard, and it's just, where is it now?
Well, it seems to be since fucking Bayley and Sasha lost them, it's like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big fat fuck you. The women's division as a whole.
I think it's a fuck you to Bayley and Sasha as well.
Yep.
We did this because you wanted it. There's still SmackDown tonight though. They could fucking have Asuka and Kairi challenge the Icon X.
Yeah.
They need to win it though.
Yeah.
Even no fucking chance of the Iconics beating Asuka and Kairi.
Even though I like Peyton Royce, don't like Billy Kay. But
I don't like either of them, but I'm not supposed to.
So. I really like Peyton Royce. But yeah, Asuka and Kairi say they have to win it.
Mm.
Just so you don't hear that Iconic fucking thing. Does make the points, but it gets on the tits as well. It's just a funny ass pose. It's like they're going to be the Australian female edging Christian. But they don't have silly ass or glasses or have the surfer out.
They could go that way.
Even though they're Australian.
They could go that way.
Everyone knows Australians. All they do is surf.
Yeah.
And eat barbecues.
And being home and away.
Yeah.
And neighbours.
Yeah.
Sometimes both.
Mm-hmm. And Shorten Street. Whatever that is. But yeah.
They could do it. I mean, Edge and Christian made the Bill and Ted thing work.
Bill and Ted thing?
That, they kind of were a bit Bill and Ted. And they've even referred to it in interviews as they were doing the Bill and Ted thing.
Yeah. But
I mean, even in one of the SmackDown versus Raw games, they had the fucking phone box time machine.
I love that one. Christian Drew to WrestleMania. That was fucking great. I love that.
Yeah. He's going to have to see what himself up in SmackDown tonight.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah. We had a good run talking about Money in the Bank and a bit of AEW news beforehand. We've got nearly hour 40, so.
Not time to shout down.
Nope. It's a decent enough length.
That's what she said.
Excuse me. Anyway, before Wolf talks about any more of that weird shit, we'll sign off there. I've been Mike, he's been Wolf, and you shall hear us next time, next week, for the Money in the Bank review.
And the results. Cheesy thieves!
Gizmo!
Sneaky pinky bang bang!
Pussy!
Scotchio!
Sneaky pinky pussy!
Chris Wadley.
Mete te 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 te. Ciao.
Adios.